Hello, everybody. Well, today is a very, very special day to all of us who believe in the resurrected Lord. Some people call it Easter. Some people call it Resurrection Morning. I don't care. As long as you have put your faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us, that we might have the remission of sins and that we might have life, that we can have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit. What more is there to say? And honestly, I don't have much to say this morning. I think we just need to be thankful. And the best way to be thankful and recognize what Jesus did for us is to walk in the light that he has shown us. And through the door that was made available to us because of what he did. We can say all kinds of words and do all sorts of traditions, but God wants us to enter in to what he has offered us through what Jesus did. Here's a song. If I can remember how it goes. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive forevermore. Jesus is risen from the dead. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive forevermore. Now he's become my living head. Death no longer hath dominion, Satan's power's broken down. He is triumphed, hallelujah. And he wears the victor's crown. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive forevermore. Jesus is risen from the dead. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive forevermore. Jesus is risen from the dead. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive forevermore. Now he's become my living head. Death no longer hath dominion, Satan's power's broken down. He is triumphed, hallelujah. And he wears the victor's crown. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive forevermore. Jesus is risen from the dead. He's alive, and because he lives, we too can live also. Okay. I don't know how long this is going to take, but I am going to try and get through Luke 24. Now, I know that we're reading in Luke in our regular song and Bible reading, and in just a few days I was going to read this, but I just really felt that I wanted to read it now, and we can read it again later. The importance of it cannot be overstated. And so, Lord, we come to you this morning with such thankfulness, but Lord, words do very little. Give us the strength to walk in what you have provided for us. Bless the reading of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which has come to pass. 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communication are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the thing which are come to pass in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said he was alive. And certain of them were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fool and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village, whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were yet delivered not for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye any meat here? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb, and he took it and didn't eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all these things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. And he let them out as far as to Bethany, led them out, as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. Oh, I love Luke's account of all that happened there. What a wonderful thing that Christ has done with us. And may he, in also, even as he did the disciples and the apostles, open up our hearts and our minds to understand just what he's done with us. And then give us the whatever we need to walk in what he's provided for us. That's my prayer for each and every one of us today. Thank you for joining me this short little time. I pray that you just have a wonderful day of remembering what God has done and then walking in it. Lord, help us all. Have a blessed day. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Amen.